20 states, including Illinois, allow cannabis to be used with a doctor's approval. About 40 medical conditions can qualify a person. Illinois' law is considered one of the strictest in the country. However, at its core, it can also send a message that marijuana might not be so bad after all. Marijuana being part of healthcare contrasts with a decades-old war on drugs. Representative Robin Gable, an Evanston Democrat, is among those pushing for more details on the effects of legalizing cannabis.
We'd have to see the results of the study. I think that if the issue came up, it would at least give us information that we could then base our judgment on.
A new Pew Research Center poll shows a majority of Americans favor allowing recreational use of marijuana. 3 out of 4 even say it's inevitable. But the director of a state marijuana advocacy group known as Illinois Normal says he doesn't think Illinois will be in a hurry to make the change. Dan Lynn says it took a long enough time to get medicinal marijuana passed, and that legislators might be tired of the issue.
They're happy to let sick people get access to this plant, and I think that they're going to at least let a few years go by of seeing how this medical program works before they want to explore other options.
Lynn and his cohorts at the state capitol one morning stood behind a table of pamphlets dressed in suits and ties. They looked like a typical lobbyist rather than marijuana activists. He says they're in Springfield to educate lawmakers. Their end goal is legalization. Law enforcement takes a different view. Greg Sullivan, director of Illinois Sheriff's Association, is skeptical.
I don't think you're going to convince too many law enforcement officers that it's a good idea. Now, there are some that say, you know, decriminalize it. Go ahead. We don't need to be putting people in prison for marijuana. And I think the country is going to that trend.
Sullivan says several cities in the state consider marijuana possession in small amounts a low-level offense. Still, millions of dollars are spent fighting the use of the drug. That includes those who wind up in prison. The state pays a lot to house inmates who are usually nonviolent. Legislation under debate at the state house would drastically reduce penalties. Saving money is considered a key part of the argument in favor. But that's not far enough, some say. They say it doesn't get marijuana out of the underground market.
There's no good reason why we should be leaving this product in the hands of cartels and criminals instead of having it sold by legitimate tax-paying businesses.
That's Mason Tvert, Director of Communications for Marijuana Policy Project. He says there's a need for medicinal marijuana. That's why it gets passed first. It happened that way in Colorado. As more states like Illinois okay it for medical use, Tvert says recreational use will inevitably happen in more places.
People in any given state will recognize that marijuana is not as harmful as they were once led to believe. In fact, it's less harmful than alcohol, and they'll decide to start treating it that way. For some states, that might be in the next couple years, and for others, it might be within the next decade. But ultimately, we're going to see marijuana treated very similarly to alcohol around the country.
Tvert says Alaska has a ballot initiative this year to regulate cannabis like alcohol. He says Rhode Island, a state with high unemployment and debt, is considering legalizing it and taxing it. Illinois could certainly use more revenue. The state has a nearly $5 billion deficit and is struggling to pay for roads, schools, and other services. But state lawmakers don't seem ready to take the leap and make recreational use of marijuana a part of the solution. At least not yet. I'm Lee Strubinger.